Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. As you heard, my name is Paul Nanson, and I am, as at 3 days ago, Commandant of the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst. It's a huge privilege for me to be here today. By way of background, I'm an infantry officer by trade, and my job before Sandhurst was I was at the Staff College up in Shrivenham as the Director of the Army Division. So I've been in education for a bit of time now. We like to have a bottom line up front in the military, and I'll give you mine. I'm not a war gamer by background. I haven't done much of it, but as Andrew said, I absolutely get it, and I think the people who in the army at the moment get it as well. And the main reason we get it is that we have been pretty much involved in operations and pretty chunky operations now for the best part of 12, 15 years. And if I'm absolutely honest with you, from the start, we are whilst we've been very good at the process, when plans change in the execute, have I felt that I have been trained with the necessary mental agility to deal with that change in the execution, then I have to look hard at what I've been through, and the honest answer is I think we could have probably done more. So that's my bottom line up front, but we are doing something about it, and I hope to explain that to you today. Before I go in to talk about what's going on at Sandhurst, Sandhurst has been going under a bit of change, I am not just now responsible for the Royal Military Academy. I am responsible for officer education, training and education, right from the very start where they are attracted to the army, recruited into the army, right the way through to and beyond in some places where they go to the Staff College age 32 as majors. And also within my bailiwick is a general officer program, which looks at educating officers on promotion to full colonel and then later on into to general officer. All now comes under the Sandhurst Group through the various land warfare centres, academies, schools. And so I have the opportunity to influence basically the officer development pipeline, which I think is pretty important. And I think this is where... there is an opportunity here, which hopefully I'll explain, for you to interact with me, with Andrew, with the team, for you to help us if you've got some good ideas of where we could do a bit more and where we could perhaps put a bit more influence on wargaming. Most of you will know, if I focus on Sandhurst for a minute, most of you will know what we do there. We're all about developing leaders, young men and women, and I might add some of the best leaders this country has to offer. We're all about setting them off on their journey. Sandhurst has gone through something of quite a large development over the last year or so. Project McNamara, we looked at how we really invest in the agile edge, how we really invest into raising the intellectual bar in what we do at Sandhurst. And therefore, we have put in a lot more intellectual muscle into what the officer cadets get whilst they're there for a year at the academy. And that has manifested itself in much more master's level education. They will now attract accreditation from Cranfield University in the first instance towards a PG, a postgraduate certificate in leadership and leadership rated studies. So we are really looking at how we can raise the intellectual bar, as I say. And obviously, wargaming could have a part to play in that. Why do we do it? And I think this chimes with a lot of what Bob was saying. We realise that the future ain't what it used to be, as they say. We understand that we are now preparing young men and women to enter a much different space to perhaps a few years ago. And that has always been the way. But I think if I'm all about developing agile and adaptive leaders who are ready for the next challenge, it is quite interesting to really have a look at what that next challenge might be. And it is probably fair to say that, it could be left of arc, could be dealing with, what's going on in the East, Little Green Men, the ambiguous warfare. It could be dealing with Daesh in the Middle East. It could be dealing with floods in Somerset. It could be dealing with a number of challenges. So providing the ability for them to react to that is what we're all about. But I would also say that I am also about the Sandhurst, preparing them for, you know, fundamentally combat, closing with the Queen's enemies, and therefore I am under a certain remit to train them to be able to face the certainty of warfare, which by its very nature hasn't changed for hundreds of years, and that is, you know, close combat. That's what we're all about. So really, I'm just throwing out there that I have a bit of an issue at Sandhurst with getting the balance right between educating for the uncertainty that's undoubtedly out there of a future complex environment with all the wicked problems that brings that you heard from Bob, but at the same time training them for the enduring nature of combat, which in a year is quite a tall order. And by the way, they have to lead as well. So I do that by developing their courage to be able to do that, their character, and their competence. And their competence is all about knowledge, skills, and experience, and generating that ability to deal with the uncertainty. What are we doing, or what have we been doing up to now? And I think you've probably talked about most of these things. Forgive me, I wasn't here earlier. But, you know, bog sats, chutes, rock drills. You know, we don't use the same terminology as you about what war games are. A war game to me is a course of action war game to stress a potential plan during an estimate process. An estimate process for me is working out a problem, and you know, we have a very clear process for how we do that. And at Sandhurst, we train our young people to think through a problem logically using a set process, which is the 7-question estimate. I'm not going to go into the detail of it now. We do teach them to stress the plan through course of action wargaming. We do teach them about, we do give them ethical decision-making exercises where they're given a very short time to think through an ethical problem and come up with a solution. We do teach them how to think, not what to think. And we do give them considerable amount of critical skills packages through our academics. You know, we do the box sets, we do the chutes, we do the rock drills that you would expect. But we haven't, up till now, done the Kriegsspiel wargaming that you would know. But we do understand the opportunity that are out there. And we understand what wargaming would bring to us, or is going to bring to us. And I'll just bring two things out there. For example, we go across the Normandy landing. We take the cadets to Normandy, and we study the Normandy landings. We study in particular the attack of 9 Para Battalion on the Merville Battery on the eve of D-Day landings. We take them out there. They think through the plan in Sandhurst in the Academy with the aid of the academics. They think through the plan. They plan it themselves using the same constraints and freedoms that 9 Para would have had on the day, and they work out how they would attack Merville Battery with a battalion's worth of men and the kit and the naval gunfire and all the rest of it. We then take them out there. We then get them out of the bus at about the same time as the airborne landings were happening, and then we give them a question four moment. A question four moment is the plan has completely changed, and on the night in question, 9 Paras landing went completely wrong. Half of them didn't make it through winds, through landing in the marshes, through bad luck and chance. Only 100 men out of the 600 arrived at the rendezvous point. So the CO was faced with, what do I do now? And we give that to the cadets and we say, go away, think about it, come up with a plan, and let's see what you got. And we throw in a few ethical issues as well. Well, I mean, with very little tweaking, that could become a very good war game. And you could see how we can very quickly turn that into something that you would perhaps recognise better than I. So I think that is. And then secondly, you know, at Sandhurst, although we absolutely major at platoon level operations, very tactical level operations, we're teaching them to be platoon commanders, troop leaders. We do introduce them to the different levels, company and battle group. You know, wargaming is an excellent opportunity to allow them to experience different levels of operations, different levels of planning, but more importantly, different levels of execution without having to teach them the whole 9 yards at that particular level, which they will get on later in life. So I think we all recognise the opportunities. So what are we actually doing now? Well, you've all seen Kriegsspiel that's been developed by Chaser. I'll talk a bit more about it in a minute. But we have introduced now, and some of you will have seen the old skirmish model that was designed by Tom Mert. At the Defence Academy. We've taken that, we've stolen his idea, and what the officer cadets will do now is they will go out onto Barossa, which is our training area, and Aldershot training area, local training area, and they'll do a tactical exercise without troops at platoon level. And they will do that, normal conventional tactics, they'll do their orders, they'll go out, they'll war game it, not war game it, they'll walk it through, they'll look at the plan, they'll talk about it, they'll then come back in, and they will then war game the same scenario. And they'll war game the same scenario based on the map of the areas they were at, with the plans they had. The red team will go away and devise a red forces plan, and they will traditionally Kriegspiel war game. It's on a hexagonal model map that they've just been on. So quite basic, but actually getting them in the frame and getting them to understand what wargaming is all about and what are the pros and cons as far as their further developments. We're all quite excited about it. It's the first time we're going to run it out this time. You know, the boys are really up for it, and we've put an awful lot of effort into getting it. I'm convinced that they will see the benefit of it from the word go. And if I now go on to talk about what next, I think for Sandhurst, that's about enough. And what I think my aim at Sandhurst is to make sure we sort of set the seeds and get the education in, get the culture right from the start, that they see initial benefit for it. But I think that's probably enough. Bear in mind, they've got a lot of other things to do, whether it's Sandhurst. So what next? And this is where really, the work that Andrew is doing, DZ's doing, Phil Sabin's doing on Kriegspiel is really exciting. And if I take my academy hat off and look at the whole officer development piece, Kriegspiel is really exciting, because I think there's other places we can put this into so that the students at various levels get the benefit out of it. I'm not going to go through the history. You know the history. All I would say is that when I was at Staff College, my paper that I had to write was about Guderian, Hans Guderian crossing the Meuse, 1940 at Sedan. You may know this, you may not, 19 Corps. Quite interesting, it wasn't Guderian, how Guderian handled it. Look at his commanders, and particularly one chap, Colonel Bolk, commanding the 1st Panzer Grenadier Regiment, arrived at the Sedan River 3 days early, 3 days ahead of the operation planning timelines, way ahead of what the Corps was decided to do. And because he had wargamed, because they had spent days and weeks wargaming that plan to get across the Meuse, Bulk and a number of his tactical commanders were in a position to say, hey, you know what, let's just crack on and get across the river. We know what to expect, we know what's going on, we know what the boss wants us to do, let's just get on and do it. Now, admittedly, they had abstract tactic and mission command, and they were fully versed in it. But the fact that they had worried and stressed that plan to death meant they knew that they could crack on with it. So I was sort of born up with that, and I think the Germans absolutely had it, and I think Kriegspiel is pretty much where we want to go. And as I said to you, having just come from the Staff College, we spend an awful lot of time on the process. We spend an awful lot of time on getting the plans right, but as I think it was Patton said, plans are nothing, planning is everything. The plan will not survive contact with the enemy or the chance Clausewitzian friction that's out there. It will change pretty quickly. It's all about the execute. And having my own experience, having just come from the Army Division, we'd never had time to get into the execute, so we didn't give the commanders the opportunity to really struggle with some of these knotty, wicked problems that are a result of the plan going wrong as soon as the men cross the line of departure. And that's something that we need to get into. So I'm all over Kriegspiel. I think it's the way to go. You know all about the history. You know all about the British experience. And really, just to let you know now, I saw some doctrine, some genuine doctrine on wargaming not 2 days ago. So Direct to Land Warfare in Warminster is writing doctrine for us, which will provide us with that overarching direction for us to get on with this, supported by DCDC, which is a joint organisation. So we are starting to see this now becoming a reality. Where will it happen? I think if I have my way, it will happen at Sandhurst to a certain extent. It will certainly happen the Captain's Warfare course as we prepare them to be staff officers within battle groups. And it will certainly happen at ICSCL, I suspect, as we're preparing majors to take their place in brigade headquarters and possibly divisional headquarters. And that's the sort of touch points I see. And from there, it will gain in popularity across the wider army, I am sure. So, Camberley-Kriegsbiel, I think you're going to get an opportunity to see it after. And I think Phil and John will take you through it. It's a great call. I'm not going to go through exactly how it works because you can be better off seeing that for yourself. But it is out there. And if you get the chance, please do go and see it in action because it is pretty good. I read from the doctrine that I read the other day, but there are four key principles to do with it, which I think absolutely chime with what you've been hearing from both myself and Bob today. Simplicity, competition, uncertainty, adaptability. It's simple because it absolutely focuses on the big picture. It gets people thinking about consequences of their actions 2, 3, 4 up in the chain of command, which is all about strategic consequences today. It's about competition, 2 opposing sides. It's completely unscripted, adversarial, and it's different to a mission rehearsal or an exercise. It provides that Clausewitzian friction, which is the uncertainty bit. It's about luck, chance. It's about allowing people to take calculated risk. People think we're good at risk in the army. We're okay on operations, but we don't practice it enough. This gives us an opportunity to get into that. And adaptability. We can use real-world maps. We can use real-world scenarios. We can use our own all bats or orders of battle. We can use our, own tactics and procedures. It is, you can stress and execute a plan using Kriegsbiel, which has got to be a good thing. And as I say, I've just come from the Staff College. Trying to find the time to execute a plan is very difficult. This gives us the opportunity to execute a plan, which is good news. So that's me. I've probably banged on far too long, for which I give you my apologies. But I would just, if I may, finish where I started and say I think it's a great thing. I think this is all about press-ups for the brain, which I'm all about. We do lots of physical training in the army, but we don't do much training for our brain. And I think we are getting better at it, and this is the right way to go. I think we're doing the right thing at Sandhurst. We've got to prime the pump at Sandhurst and then make sure it goes into the rest of the pipeline, as it were. We've got the overarching doctrine is coming. When we get that, that really will kickstart things, and that's good news. And we need to get this embedded in the key education touch points throughout the Army, which is my business over the next couple of years, and I will make sure that happens with Chaser and Andrew. And finally, I am open to new ideas. I think Kriegsbiel is great. It's a start, but there may be others out there who you think you can help me out. And if you can, I'll leave my card and you can get in touch later. Thank you very much for your time.